Strap yourself in and adjust your mirrors for maximum visibility. It's time for Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Morena Kirsten.
Morena, I'm coming to you from Masterton, or the Ton, as I call it.
Wonderful. Isn't it amazing?
Yes, it is. It's so flat, and you can walk, like, you know, to count down the warehouse from, like, a block away. Yeah. And it's just... I come down here and visit my sister, and we're having a good time.
Nice. Aww, it's pretty charming down there, isn't it?
Yeah. And it's always good to get out of the city. Like, it just kind of changes your perspective on things.
100%. So you're having fun with your sister. That's a duo. And we're talking unlikely duos today.
Well, that's right. Unusual pairings. And, oh, my gosh, there's so many. And... I guess we should play one and then we can talk more, because we can talk more about how these happen. Let's do Lou Reed and Luciano Pavarotti.
I love Pavarotti. I must say my granddad really loved Pavarotti, and this is a soft spot for me, but I'm intrigued to see what this Lou Reed collaboration sounds like.
God. So, perfect day, 2002.
Let's give it a listen, eh?
Just a perfect day. Drink sangria in the park. And then later, when it gets dark, we go home. Just a perfect day. Feed the animals in the zoo. Then later, a movie too, and then home. Just a perfect day. Problems all left alone. Weekend is on our own, it's such fun. Just a perfect day. You made me forget myself.
Quite passionate.
It's kind of
it?
Everything I hoped and dreamed it would be in like a terrible way.
Oh God. Because I mean, so Lou Reed, he's known for his sort of deadpan voice, and he is literally singing off tune. He has a terrible voice. Now, I'm not into him, and I try to understand why people like it. I guess it's the sort of humility and naturalness of just a non-singer singing, you know? And so that if he's talking about love or pain, it doesn't come off as a perfect singer. It comes off as a human, you know, just expressing.
Authentic.
And then when you get, Pavarotti coming in, and also, again, for me, I'm not a big opera person, having him sing in English is funny too. You're used to opera being like an Italian or German, and it just has this, not knowing the kind of, you know, banality of the words kind of makes it more romantic. And so when he's singing in English, oh my God. So this song is from an album called Pavarotti and Friends, and it was a fundraiser for a humanitarian cause. And so on the album, he sings with, it gets weird, James Brown, Grace Jones, Sting, but everyone agrees this is the weirdest one. So, you know, they do these things for fundraisers, which is really nice with the wealthy musicians, but it also helps cross genre for the various, you know, artists that they get heard. You know, Sting seemed to do a lot of those in the 90s.
Yeah.
And so it gives them relevance, you know, across different, I would say not just audiences, but age groups, you know, generations. And like, yeah, you guys listening to Pavarotti and enjoying it. Oh my God, this song.
this like big, epic, classic Pavarotti finish.
Oh, it's
and the one, so and the one thing I didn't know about this, the original song, that Lou Reed has done a number of different sort of reworks of it. It's because it's, you know, people enjoy it so much. It was produced by David Bowie and he played the keyboards on it.
Yeah. I love that track. It's just incredible. But I think that would have been a lot of fun for Pavarotti. You know, coming from quite the stiff society of opera.
Well, yes, and meeting all these guys and hanging out. Now, I do want to say, I don't want to burst anyone's bubble. I think a lot of these collabs are fake. You know, it's not like Pavarotti and Lou Reed met at a party and went, bro, I love your work.
Right, okay. I feel like I could have guessed that. So you somebody think, set that up.
Potentially there was like a manager in the background being like, you know.
Well, yeah, well, like for this one, you know, he wanted to do this fundraising thing. So they say, let's see who we can get. Now, sometimes they're not even in the studio together, possibly until the video. You know, there are, you know, I don't want to say there are some organic ones, but some of them, you know, because it became a thing, they just thought, let's fun. I know Frank Sinatra did one. Let's see, I was going to name some really bad ones. Okay, Bob Dylan and Curtis Blow. Ed Sheeran and Beyonce.
Oh God! Beyonce doesn't need that.
A Common and Lily Allen, and this one made everybody so uncomfortable because it was live in front of millions of people. Was Elton John and Eminem, and I think Eminem was trying to repair his sort of homophobia, his public homophobia, and Elton John performing him, and you could just feel the awkwardness. It was horrible because I was live, but again, a big fundraising thing. Awful.
Oh my God.
So that one was together. You were there for it and it didn't make it any better. Now this next one is, I think, the example of a successful one. It sounds organic. I don't think they were ever in the studio together. I don't even know if they ever met. So this is Fat Boys and the Beach Boys, 1987, Wipeout.
Yeah, I listened to all of the tracks that you sent through, and this one in particular, I was like, this is a passable track.
Yes, it blends. Yeah.
Let's give it a listen. This is Fat Boys and the Beach Boys with Wipeout.
They're both boys.
So I must ask the inevitable question. Ray, is there any truth to the rumor that you're ending your retirement?
I am still retired, even though my only major regret is not fighting Hector Camacho.
You must be kidding.
There's no way.
You gotta be kidding.
I'm the Macho Man.
All right. You mean more like Nacho Man.
I'm gonna wipe you out.
I wanna see you in a bathing suit.
I'd like to see you in New York.
What?
Okay, so the music video is like a 90s fever dream.
I'm sort of obsessed with this. I think maybe like genre, would we call this like surf hop?
Oh God. Go, get out.
Oh, there's something quite charming about it.
It works. I think the Beach Boy is like, bum, 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 bum. Like, that's kind of fun.
Yeah, that sort of doo-wop-y sound. Well, because the irony is, Fat Boys are from New York. They would have probably never seen a surfboard. It's just not a New York thing, right? And then the Beach Boys are also known for actually not being surfers and the whole thing being kind of a fake out. And the song Wipeout is actually by the Surfaris, not the Beach Boys. But I don't know, somebody thought this was a great idea because I guess they're both boys. And I think this was in the beginning of rap when people didn't know what to do with it. You know, it was kind of, they didn't know it was gonna last and become like as established a core genre as country or rock, you know what I mean? They just thought it was a little sort of fly-by-night kitschy thing happening. And so, you know, they just put it with things because they weren't sure what to do. The other thing I wanted to say is the Fat Boys were really known for their beatboxing too. And so like with the harmonies and the beatboxing, it does end up getting a sort of an organic feel to it, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
We've had some good shouts come through the text line. Dolly Parton did a track with Rob Halford.
No, I didn't know about that.
Did you not know about it? Oh, it's on that album where she's kind of hanging out of the car. It's kind of a newer one, but that was that was insane. Someone's mentioned William Shatner and Henry Rollins, which I think might have even been on your list.
Yeah, I love anything with William Shatner. I just love him. Well, yeah. some of the other good ones that I think work: Dire Straits and Sting, "Money for Nothing." That one, when it came out, it sounded natural. Willie Nelson and Julio Iglesias to All the Girls I Loved Before, you know?
Yeah.
It showed that there was misogyny and sort of over-sexualization for both genres.
100%. Very interesting. Oh, you know, you got to give it to Willie Nelson.
Another one, Pretenders and UB40, I Got You, Babe.
Awesome.
Oh, that one works. One. Yeah, that would work. Yeah, yeah. Now, this next one, I think it works, personally.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, you know what?
Kirsten's not convinced.
I didn't know anything about the band Texas.
Texas.
Even though apparently, so they're a Scottish rock band, and their biggest sales have been in New Zealand. So New Zealand loves them.
Yeah.
And I have seen pictures of them performing this live together. So, you know, they were together in the same room and did it. And it's a remix of their song with Method Man from Wu-Tang Clan. I mean, what? So 1997, Say What You Want. See what you think.
A little bit absurd. But yeah, I kind of liked it. But maybe that's because I really like Texas. And I also love Method Man. Maybe I wasn't thinking about
it. It brought together your two weird interests.
Yeah, it was like,
the two far corners of Millie's mind and taste.
The crossover.
Finally coming together into a full circle moment.
Something
the crossover we never knew we wanted.
Yeah, it was something I didn't know I needed, and now it's here. I do.
Wonderful.
These have been just fascinating. And great shouts, Kirsten. We can't wait to talk to you next week. Let's play you out on Texas featuring Method Man.
Thank you so much, Kirsten. Have a great week.
Thank you.
As I walk in the shadow of death, 16 men on a dead man's chest. Your host is me, Mr. H.O.T. And I get you get splashed with the tech. Nobody go till the guards say so. You got a second or more to run for the dough. Before I blow back off the map contact, you didn't know stack could get down like that.
And when I get that freedom, I can no longer slide. Change my mind, I feel the same.
See my pinky, see my thumb, see that kid with the pump shotgun. Mr. Mac pumped the foremost death. Cats is dead wrong, songs too long. Mr. Big Mouth, could that be trap? You need to dish out your style, no doubt. Shaolin strut through the Shaolin slum. Rum, rum, rum on my Shaolin drum.
And when I get that feeling, I can no longer slide.
That was Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.